Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swaying while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by First Comes Fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Oh, that would be bad. Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Oh, yeah, I've been there. Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, let's work for it together. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness is available to help you out. She's not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. You know what I mean. Every kid, we add some more. Jocelyn Shook can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. If you're looking to get stronger, that's what I am. My goal. Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. If this sounds like you, then she's the right person. Check out First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook or message her to schedule a free consultation. Just, of course, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything you need from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And Sullivan Steakhouse proudly sponsors the Dolly McCarthy Show, offering guests a unique food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And thanks to Bocconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out the Dolly Special. You know what that is? It's a meatball pizza. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It is fantastic at Bocconi's. Check them out on the web, order online, or you can call them at 630-717-9530. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. Naperville Trolley and Tours, another sponsor. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. And we want to do a shout-out to North Fork Farm, the newest sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And that's where I'm getting married, everybody. I think it's like 16 days now. I haven't checked in a couple of days. I think, yeah, it's 16 days. We're 16 days away from I do. North Fork Farm, that's where we're having the big old bash, the I do's. I'm really excited. So check out North Fork Farm. It's nforkfarm.com. They're in Oswego. It's a beautiful farm. They host weddings. You can have an anniversary there, corporate events, you name it. Give them a call. Pete and Lori at North Fork Farm. We also want to do a shout out to Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95. That's right, $17.95 for an oil change, $27.95 for synthetic. Go say hello to my friend Matt Weber at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. You've got me, Dolly, here with the Dolly McCarthy Show. I got to tell you, we have a lot going on in the show. We've got a lot jam-packed in this half-hour show this week. The show has been shortened to a half hour just for the summer. We're going to go back to an hour in fall, so hang in there. But I have to tell you, people are loving the half-hour time slot. I guess you guys are all on the go and you're listening to it and you just want some quick shows to keep you company on a car ride or on the train. So we're kind of mixing some things up here. So I know some people want that hour show back, and we're going to do that. We're probably going to split it in half hours so you can listen to it on the way to work, on the train, and on the way back. How about that? It's always good. The Naperville Brightside Theater is having a benefit September 23rd. I'm so honored. I'm going to be emceeing that once again. I did it last year. We had so much fun. If you want to get tickets, you can still do that. Check out brightsidetheater.com, or you can call them at 630-447-8492. Also, my buddy Carl Knudsen, he's performing at Le Chocolat next Thursday. Check out carlknudsen.com. You know, he's kind of like, I would say like a next Terry Connick Jr. He is fantastic. You won't want to miss his performance at Le Chocolat next Thursday night. And speaking of next week, next Thursday we're going to kick it off with a party here at Le Chocolat with Carl Knudsen. But then the next night, Friday night, is the Naperville, first night of the Naperville Wine Festival, August 25th, 26th. At Naper Settlement, beautiful Naper Settlement. You don't want to miss that. Le Chocolat is going to be there. They're unveiling their chocolate wine pairing bars there. And we're going to give you some more information about that in the next, in the second half of this show. But first, it's back to school. How many of you, I shouldn't say, we don't have a show of hands, do we? I'm back in my teacher mode days. Send me a message. Did anybody say goodbye to their kids? Goodbye to summer. It was bittersweet. We've had a great summer, but I'm broke now. I'm ready for the kids to go back to school. But it's back to school time, and what do we do? We always want to make sure, well, the schools do anyway, you got to make sure that you got your vaccinations up to date, and make sure the kids are good and healthy for the school year, because you don't want to be spreading those germs to other kids, getting other kids sick. So back to school health is important. And you know what? To give us some information and recommendations to get us back to school and healthy and prepare your child for a healthy school year, we've got Jennifer Nabong on the line from Minute Clinic. She's our nurse practitioner. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Dolly, for having me. Yes, are you able to hear
you're
me?
You're so welcome. I can hear you. Yes. Welcome back on
perfect.
The show. So it's back to school time. What? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say,
there?
Yes, I am. I was just going to say congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. I want to make sure I mention that.
Oh, Jennifer, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. So let's talk about immunizations. I had to get my kids updated. What are the key immunizations that we parents need to make sure that our kids have obtained prior to day one? Today was day one for my kids, by the way, so if you haven't gotten those shots yet and you're in my hood, you're a little late. But I think they still extended like 30 days or something like that. So what are some of the key immunizations that we need to have, make sure our kids have prior to school starting?
Yes. So outside of your standard childhood, early childhood immunizations like your tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, polio, the other ones and the big year for us in Illinois is your child that is entering the sixth grade. At that point, there's a required school physical that needs to be done. And in addition to that, the child is also going to require a tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccination booster, and also a meningitis vaccination as well. And that will be the first time that they receive the meningitis vaccine. Just for a little background, tetanus and diphtheria and pertussis are bacterial infections. Tetanus, you can get that from cuts and scratches, and we heard of that rusty nail. And then your diphtheria and your pertussis is another name for whooping cough, is more spread from coughing and sneezing.
Oh,
your
my
meningitis?
God. I had the whooping cough last year. I thought that we wiped out whooping cough, but I had it. It is so awful. The tetanus, we were just fishing last week, and I got poked with the fishing line. Do I have to be worried? Is that the tetanus? Because I have a tetanus, I should be okay?
As long as your tetanus is within the last 8 to 10 years, you should be fine. If you get a significant gash during that time frame and it's been 5 years from your last tetanus booster, they do recommend that if you require sutures for that stick, they would recommend you getting a tetanus booster at that time as well.
Yeah.
So, and the other big
and then
one,
you mentioned meningitis. Yeah. And then
yes,
you mentioned
correct.
Meningitis. You have to get more than one shot. There's two, isn't? There's a booster, and that's required before. I'm not sure. I know this because I have five kids. I've been around the block a couple of times there, Jennifer. You're the expert.
I was gonna say you could probably speak on this. I don't know. You might be more of an expert than me. But yes, the meningitis is an infection that causes inflammation around the protective membranes that cover both the brain and the spine. And it can be a very serious condition, and we typically spreading rapidly among teenagers and young adults because for our young adult population, a lot of it has to do with residing in dormitories within university systems, and we did see an outbreak over the past couple of years. So this infection is spread through contact with other individuals that are ill, such as coughing, sneezing, sharing beverages, and having that close proximity to each other. You are correct in that mm-hmm. you do need a second booster, and that one is required before a child enters the 12th grade. And the good news yeah. is if you're unable to get this at your doctor's office, at MinuteClinic, we do offer both the Tdap and meningitis vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I always recommend.
We only have a few. Sorry, go ahead. We only have a few more minutes, so I want to get to some of your other points too. But go ahead. What was that recommendation you were going to make?
The only other one that I would really recommend, and it will help keep your child healthy throughout the school year too, is the flu vaccine. It's not required, but it's one that I recommend before going back to school because it takes 2 weeks to get full immune effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good tip, good tip. Now, I know that states vary in their immunization requirements, so everybody listening, I know not everybody in Illinois is listening. There's other states that listen to the show. So check with your state. You go to the state health departments, right? They're the websites you can go to. All right, let's talk about keeping our kids healthy. One of the things that I do, Jennifer, with my kids when they walk in the door, and all their friends know this about me, I'm a freak about it, you got to wash your hands with hot soapy water for at least a minute. But what are some other tips that we can do to keep our kids healthy through the school year?
Well, you're spot on with the hand washing. That is key in keeping everyone healthy and preventing the spread of infection. The other thing is to sneeze and teach them to sneeze into their sleeve or cough into their sleeve or cover both their nose and mouth with a tissue and throw it away. Sneezing in the hands is just going to spread more infection. The other big thing is what I talked about with meningitis. You really don't want to be sharing drinks because that's a way to spread strep throat, your flu, your colds, and also meningitis infection as well. And then not sharing hats and hair scrunchies and headbands. That's a way that we can spread lice to each other. And then certainly in the locker room, you need to be careful with towels because they tend to be the host and breeding grounds to a lot of bacteria.
Absolutely, and you never know what that MRSA, that superbug. That's where you can catch it with those breeding grounds, those locker rooms, and those towels. You know,
certainly.
My brother had a MRSA an outbreak. He noticed it in the back of his neck, and he's a nurse. He was in the hospital, so you can't never be too careful there, especially with the lice. We always get those letters right after the school year that we got a lice outbreak. No sharing hats. I tell this to my kids. And then my girls have the long hair, so I'm always telling them put it up in ponytails. What do you think of that? Is that some good advice?
I think that's excellent advice because we often forget when they give each other hugs, their hair and heads are touching, and that's another way of getting lice too. So make sure to keep that hair pulled back in a nice little bun or in a ponytail. It's perfect advice.
Jennifer, thank you so much for Minute Clinic. She's our friendly nurse practitioner. Thanks for coming back on the show to talk about back to school, health. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks,
thank you,
Jennifer.
So much. And best of luck to you. And I hope everyone stays healthy and well this season. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we've got an exciting weekend coming up in Naperville and in the Windy City in Chicago, if you want to come by. Kemper Lisnick is hosting the Naperville Wine Festival and the Windy City Wine Festival. That one is around Buckingham Fountain. That's going to be fantastic. But the Naperville one is also a great venue at Naper Settlement. But first, we were going to talk to Jennifer Kadive. I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. Kadivar. I hope to goodness I am. We'll check in with Jennifer Kadivar. She's the Chief Marketing Officer at Northwestern Mutual Chicago. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuville Internet Radio. Thanks, guys, for listening since the very beginning of the show. And to all those listening on Blog Talk Radio, the birthplace of the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're going into 4 years. We're into the fourth year, I should say. We're going to be going into our fifth next, right after the new year. But 4 years going strong. Hello to everybody on 1010 News Talk. And for those of you that follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, Instagram, and on Facebook, thanks, everybody. What's the good word? All right, well, we got some good work. We got some good things happening. Next weekend is the Naperville Wine Festival, and Les Chocolat is going to be there unveiling their wine and chocolate bars, I must say. So you might want to come on out and check it out. But first, we're going to be talking to Jennifer Kadivar. Jennifer, am I saying your last name right?
It's Kadivar. You got to get that, you know, that Chicago A right in the beginning of it. Kadivar.
Kadivar. Got it. She's the Chief Marketing Officer at Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. Jennifer herself enjoys traveling and studying and spending time with her family and two boys, and I'm sure you're going to find her walking around those beautiful Naper Settlement grounds. She does all the overall marketing for Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland, who they have locations in Naperville, Downers Grove, Schaumburg, and their Woodfield Mall, and in Chicago's River North neighborhood. And they are a sponsor of this amazing Naperville Wine Festival. So thank you so much. What is the wine festival? Is that supporting a non-for-profit, Jennifer?
You know, yes. So I love this question because so many people don't realize how complex the Naperville Wine Festival is in that it serves the community on so many different levels. And I'm just so proud to be here talking to you today a little bit about that and the why behind why Northwestern Mutual chose to be the presenting sponsor of the Naperville Wine Festival for the last 3 years. So to answer your question, yes, absolutely. The Naperville Wine Festival and the proceeds actually benefit two philanthropic ventures. One is the Naperville Humane Society, and the other is Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. So for those listeners out there that have not heard of Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, Northwestern Mutual is a proud advocate of Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation because it supports and advocates for research to cure childhood cancer.
Oh, I love that. You know, I have not heard mm-hmm. of Alex's Lemonade Stand. And I beg your pardon, what was the first charity that you mentioned? We should do another plug
sure,
for that.
Sure, the Naperville Humane Society.
Oh, yes, the Naperville Humane Society. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So a part of the proceeds of the Naperville Wine Festival are going to go benefit the Humane Society and Alex's Lemonade Stand. And I'm sure there's a website. You can go to their website and get more information on there. This year, the festival is 25th and 26th. The time, both days, is 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock, at least in Naperville. I think they are different for the Windy City Festival. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Jennifer, I think they're a little different. Okay. And so they could buy a ticket ahead of time, or can you buy it at the door? What can people expect from the festival?
Yeah, you bet. Great question. So the Naperville Wine Festival is actually in its 15th year this year. So it's hard to believe that back in 2002,
can you
it started
that?
As a small
wow.
wine tasting. And now, I know, right? And now
Jennifer,
15
were
years
you there?
Later, I was not there last year. What? No. Yeah, but I have been
no,
in there
the
in the past.
One. I
and
was
it's just
at the first one. I
were
was
you
at the
really?
Very first one.
Oh, my gosh. I would
I
love to
it
hear
15
about
years
so
ago.
Tiny. I know, right? And it's become so sophisticated. And really, my mm-hmm. point in saying that is really, it's just so hard to believe that when you launch an event like this back in 2002 and it's so small, and now it's grown into something that really brings the community of the Western and surrounding suburbs together, as now it's a tradition. And that area residents and businesses look forward to attending each and every year, including us, Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. So the tickets are available in a couple of different ways. It's always best to purchase the tickets in advance. So tickets online, if you visit NapervilleWineFestival.com, you can buy tickets online, $35 in advance. You can buy them the day of, which case they are $45 at the gate. Or one of my favorite options, because I am a just-in-case kind of girl, is you can go online and buy a $50 good any day ticket, which essentially means that if something comes up, if the weather is not to your liking, for one of the nights, either Friday the 25th or Saturday the 26th, that ticket will cover you and ensure that you can get into the festival either day.
Well,
they
I love
also
that.
Have
I like that. I like a little bit
yeah.
of insurance.
Right. And we also believe in being responsibly irresponsible as adults, right? So we have also the option of a $15 designated driver ticket. So if you have that individual that wants to come and be part of the festival that says, you know what, I don't really think I'm going to be doing that wine tasting, at least not worth $35, they can buy a $15 responsible driver ticket and be your designated driver to ensure that everybody gets home safely.
Really? So even if you live all the way in Chicago, got some drivers. Oh,
yeah,
wait, I think
absolutely.
I think I get what you're saying. So what you're saying is if someone is coming to the festival and they're not drinking, they get the discounted
right.
ticket because they're the designated
Correct.
Drivers. That's what I took me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. I got
and
it.
For everyone else, well, we all have the Uber app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, go for it. Or they have that tuk-tuk service in Naperville as well. Well, both festivals, the Naperville Wine Festival and the Windy City Wine Festival, that one is presented by U.S. Bank, but the Naperville one, of course, our friends at Northwestern Mutual, Chicagoland, we love them because they're strengthening the economy and our sense of neighborhood in the western suburbs. So thank you, Northwestern Mutual, for supporting this, the Humane Society and Alex's Lemonade Stand. Do check those charities out online for me, everybody, and support them. That Naperville Wine Festival is the 25th to 26th of August. The Windy City Wine Festival is Friday, September 8th, and Saturday, September 9th at the iconic Buckingham Fountain. And I guess from what I hear, both festivals will feature more than 300 wines from around the world. Can you imagine sampling 300 wines? No, that's impossible. But at least you have such a variety to choose from. And you also have a new VIP experience, Jennifer. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. This year, actually, the Naperville Wine Festival is really proud to host the Bill Jacobs BMW Connoisseurs Club. Tickets to the Connoisseurs Club are $120 in advance. You can purchase those online as well, and $140 at the gate. But this is essentially an elevated hospitality space, which will offer high-end wines and specialty foods from Sullivan's and Granite City, not available to the general public, but for those of you that are interested in having that elevated experience, that concierge-level experience, go online today, purchase your tickets, and experience the BMW Connoisseurs Club.
Oh, awesome. That's my kind of – I like that. I like that a lot. But I also like walking around in the beautiful grounds at Naperville Settlement. Well, Jennifer – thank you so much with Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. Thank you so much for stopping by the show today and giving us all the breakdown, the lowdown on everything going on with the festivals this year. We're really excited about it. I'm praying for good weather for all of you. And I hope to see you there, Jennifer. Thank
Heck
you
yeah,
again
I will.
For your
so
support.
You have two back-to-back stunning weekends, right? You have the Naperville Wine Festival and the next weekend getting married. It's a win-win. 2 weeks
yeah,
of partying.
Right. I know. How about it? It's going to be awesome. Thanks, Jennifer, so much.
All right. We'll see you there. Take care.
Say hello to our
Absolutely.
Friends at Northwestern Mutual. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Dolly.
Our Dolly McCarthy Show program today is brought to you by the Harvest Room in Palos Heights. Check out the Harvest Room, harvestroomrestaurant.com, and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Say hello to Chris and Krist over there, the owners, lovely couple. All right, now with that, we got to end the show. End the show on a good note. We always do. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And tune in next week for another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has